Welcome to Grace Tabernacle. We invite you to join us on the journey to transform people into contagious, wholehearted worshipers and followers of Christ. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful toward achieving that goal in your life. Now, let's join in the fellowship of Grace Tabernacle for a relevant message from our pastor, Gary Washburn, that we believe will lead you closer to the heart of God.
I want to talk to you tonight briefly about discovering your nature. Your nature. And I remember using an illustration that many, many preachers have used, written in books, and I probably stole it from somebody. But it was basically this, that a man would come to town up in Alaska, and he had two dogs, that he would get into a dog fight. And then he would get the men to gather around, and they would bet on which dog was going to win. And it seemed like he always knew, and he came out on top, and he always made out better than anybody else because he just kind of knew which dog was going to win. And when he was asked about this one day by a man who followed him from town to town, he said, "How do you know?" He said, "Oh, that's easy." He said, "The one that I feed is the one that's the strongest, and the one that I starve is the weakest, and so I know before releasing these dogs to fight, which one's going to win. Of course, the one I feed that week is going to win, and the one that I've starved is weakest, and it's going to lose. It happens all the time." Now, how many of you have heard a similar or that same type of illustration before? Raise your hands. Not many, or about a third? Okay, very good. It's common. If you haven't heard it, you just heard it, so you can raise your hands, okay? Yeah, praise God. Well, there's truth with that, but when you use that illustration to teach what many times, and I myself years ago taught this because I thought it was true, when you use it to teach that it's like a Christian who has two natures. You have a sin nature and you have a Holy Spirit nature or divine nature. And there's always a tension there. But the one you feed is the one who's going to come out on the top. The problem with that story is it's a lie. It's a lie. And it's a terrible lie. And it's important to point this out because without understanding this, you'll get trapped into bondage. And I want to try to illustrate this to you tonight in this teaching that we're going to look at tonight. Now, I want to talk about your nature. And what is your nature? Webster Dictionary defines your nature as your core being. It's who you really, really are. It's the essential you. And so it's the core of who you really are. Now, for example, I want to use an illustration. I'll tell a little story on myself. When I was a teenager, for about a couple of years of my life, I smoked marijuana. Okay. What are you going? I don't even dare ask you to raise your hands. And it was illegal, and I did it because my friends were doing it, and I just did it. And if you'd asked me, "Well, do you think it's wrong?" I'd say, "No. I'm not bothering anybody. And it's my business. I can do what I want. I'm not harming anybody. And so as long as I didn't get caught, I did it." And then a couple of years later, I received Christ. And I was born again. And I think it was probably within that first year of being born again, I was tempted. A guy came on the base, and we became friends, and he said, "Hey, he just said it off the cuff. He said, "Hey, I got a bag of weed. You want to go smoke some pot?" And I said, "Yeah." I said it without even thinking twice. And next thing you know, I smoked some pot with him, and I felt awful. I mean, I really felt awful. I don't mean physically. I'm just talking about, oh, what have I done? What am I doing? And then I began to question, am I really saved? If I'm really saved, why would I be doing this? I began to question, but I felt miserable. Actually, I felt miserable for about 2 weeks. I felt self-condemnation. I felt guilt. I felt shame. I disappointed God. I disappointed myself. I didn't dare tell my wife. Well, we weren't married yet. Yeah, but we were engaged, but I didn't dare tell you. Now you know. Now let's put all this together. Okay. Now, before I was born again, I'd smoke pot. If you'd have asked me, you doing anything wrong? I said, no. I didn't feel bad. What was the difference? Now that I'm saved, what was the difference? Nature. My nature changed. I had a sin nature. Before you're born again, you have a sin nature. You inherited it. You're born into sin. You inherit it from your parents. They inherit it from their parents. All the human race has a sin nature. We could say a satanic sin nature. No one has to teach you how to lie. You learn that on your own. Okay? 2-year-olds do it. Okay? And so I had a sin nature. It was my nature, my core, my being to sin. Just like it is the nature of a dog to bark. It was my nature to do that. And what changed now after I'm born again, my nature changed. If I'd still had the sin nature and been born again, then I wouldn't have felt bad because that's my nature. A dog's a dog. Cat's a cat. You can't change their nature. But my nature changed, and that's what I want to prove to you tonight. And it's going to help you if you can follow along and especially look at the scriptures. When you're born again, you get a new nature. And I want to prove it to you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. By His divine power, He has given to us His precious and magnificent promises in order that by them you might become, come on, say it with me, you become partakers of the divine nature, God's nature, by the promises. One of those promises you believed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be, and you believed a promise of God, and by faith you became, as a result of that, a partaker of God's nature. The same nature that's in Jesus Christ. Well, what happened to that old nature that I had? What happened to that sin nature that I was born with? I mean, you've got to understand something. And I'm going to show it to you in Scripture tonight. Once you're born again, you don't get the addition of the divine nature added to the old nature, because a house divided cannot stand. God would not be setting you up for failure. You can't be divided on this. Okay? So it's important for you to understand that God never allows you to have two natures. You get one nature. What happened to the person we used to be? 2 Corinthians 5:17, very important scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Cindy. And it's this: if any man, say it with me, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. A new creation. When you come to Christ, you're a new creation. You never existed before. You have now the combination of God's Holy Spirit and now your newly created spirit, not the old nature, a newly created spirit. And it is meshed together as one spirit. And it never existed before until you received Christ. But something passed away. Old things have passed away. What passed away? Let me hear you. Your sin nature. I know what you're thinking, so just hold on. Your sin nature passed away. Galatians 2:20, another key scripture for you to memorize and or to just meditate upon. Say it out loud with me. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And there's a lot of meat in there for you to chew on. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Jesus Christ, the one who went to the cross, the Son of God, the one who walked on the earth and did the miracles, he lives inside of me. Now, but I've been crucified. Have been is past tense. It happened in the past, but it continues to have present day implications. When by faith I took the fact of God's word that Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, died on the cross for me in my place as my substitute, taking my guilt and my shame, I identified with him. I was crucified with him on that cross at that very moment in the eyes of God when I accepted Christ by faith. I have been crucified with Christ. I was put to death on the cross. Who? The sin nature, the old me, the guy that used to like smoking pot, and when he smoked pot, he didn't feel bad about it. And the guy that liked doing a lot of other things that he shouldn't have been doing, but when he did it, he didn't feel bad about it. That guy no longer lives. He's dead. Oh, I know him, but he don't live anymore. He is not in existence anymore. Why? Because God said he was crucified. Who was crucified? He says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I. It's not that old me. That person is dead. Now, if you have trouble accepting this, then consider this question. If it wasn't our sin nature that was crucified with Christ on the cross, then what was crucified? Somebody tell me. That's the only thing. What was crucified? Your sin nature. Your sin nature was crucified with Christ. Now, we are never told in Scripture to crucify our old man or crucify our old nature. You're never told to do that. Why? Because God did that. You couldn't do it. God did that. It's already done. Your sin nature is already crucified. It has already happened. And not to realize this is to give the devil an advantage to deceive you. And I'm going to show you tonight how that happens. We're told in Scripture to reckon as dead that old sin nature, that old man. To consider him as dead and gone, he no longer exists. That's what God's word says. And that is that we're not to live in Adam or the old sin nature. Now, if you don't realize this truth, then you're going to go on thinking that you still have an old nature. And you can't help yourself. Because you're not starving the old nature enough and you're not feeding the new nature enough. And so you're going to be in this works mentality. Are you with me? Totally anti-grace. Totally. And so you get into works and you get into toil and you get into effort. Well, I need to pray more. I need to fast more. And I need to quit watching television. And that may be a good idea, but I'm saying, doing all these things. See, the devil's got you running around, doing a lot of stuff again, thinking that you're your own savior. Now, here's the question you already have, and it came up in your mind. I know it did. It's just kind of natural. Well, then how, if I'm dead, then how come I don't feel dead? How come I still want to do some of the old things? Can I get an honest person to say amen? Amen. I'll tell you why. And if you'll believe this, it's going to help you from this day forward. Because feelings are deceptive.
Yes, they are.
And the devil knows it. And he's using your feelings against you. And you've got to become more spiritual and less sensual, in the sense trusting in your feelings rather than in what God says, to walk by faith. For example, many years ago, we went down to Cape Kennedy, and this is when our kids were small, and or teenagers or something like that, and we went to Cape Kennedy, and we went on a little tourist thing, and then they had this area where you could go into, sit in these seats, just like the seats the astronauts had on the space shuttle, and you'd strap yourself down, and they'd close the doors, and it was like you were in a simulator of being in the space shuttle. And they said, you're going to literally feel the G-forces on your body. You're going to feel exactly what it feels like to go up in a space shuttle. And so it got dark in the room, and it's like you're sitting there, the astronaut, and you're in the chair, and all of a sudden you start to hear, the ignition of the engine and the rocket. You hear it going on, the sound, and then you start to feel the vibration. And next thing you know, even your seat sunk down is to simulate like you're feeling the pressure of G-forces coming against you. And this thing, you feel like you are actually in this space shuttle and you're flying through the sky. Now, the only problem with this is that for somebody who gets motion sick. I mean, I'm sitting in this thing and I'm telling him, Garrett, this is not real. You haven't left the ground. You're sitting in this chamber with all these visitors and your body is trying to tell you that you're getting sick, but you're not going anywhere. Don't believe it. It's just a lie. Well, I still was getting sweaty and clammy. I was getting green. I thought I was going to have to get up and go upchuck everything. But by the grace of God, I did. But it was a battle for a while there, and I almost lost it because my feelings were deceptive. It felt like the real thing. There was probably no difference if you'd been on the shuttle than Dick's, but if you didn't know the truth, whew, that would have been a nasty place when I got done with it. But here's my point. Your feelings are very deceptive. And Satan knows that. He doesn't play fair. He'll play every trick in the book against you, especially if you fall back into sin, and then he comes along and he says, well, if you were saved, you really wouldn't have done that. Or he says, well, see there, it's because your sin nature is stronger than the divine nature. You can't help it. You're just immature and you don't know any better and you're just weak. And if you don't feel your sin nature's dead and you're living by feelings, then you're going to agree with your feelings rather than what God says. He says, reckon it dead. It is dead. It may not feel dead. It may not look dead. It may not smell dead. It may not act dead. But I said it's dead, and it's dead. When you came to me, it was crucified with Christ. Now believe that. See, that's our walk by faith, see. We walk by faith, not by sight, not by senses. And so we're always being tricked or being schemed by the devil to be tricked into deception, into thinking that you're not dead to that, No, you don't have that sin nature any longer. So, while it may go against your feelings, the truth is a Christian does not have two natures. You've got to get that settled in your life. There are even some Bible translations today that mistranslate that, and they'll say sin nature. I read a book today, a good book, and I thought it was a great book till I came to that one thing, and that one error could throw everybody off. And that is, it taught that, well, you still got a sin nature. Hallelujah. You start to go to sleep here, God sends an angel in and says, hey, wake up. But it's really very, very important for you in your walk with God to understand you don't have a sin nature and a divine nature. God would be setting you up for pure frustration and failure. Well, where's the problem? The problem is what I preached with Sunday morning. It's the flesh versus the spirit. Now, you still have the flesh. That you got to deal with a physical body and its senses. You still got to renew this mind because your mind, you know, needs to think the way God thinks. And you need to learn to walk by faith rather than by sight. You still need to learn how to yield your body to God as a living sacrifice and not go off and let your body eat everything it wants to eat and watch everything it wants to watch or do everything it wants to do. You get control of that thing. That's what your responsibility is. God's not going to do that for you. You have to do that, but He'll give you grace to do it. But you've got to understand, it's not a battle against two natures. You would be a spiritual schizophrenic. You couldn't help yourself, and God couldn't hold you accountable for doing wrong if you still had a sin nature. That's just your nature. You say, well, God, you made me this way. You couldn't hold God accountable for that. But that's not the truth, and the devil doesn't want you to know that. And Jesus made this teaching very clear through all the things He taught. For example, He says, you can't put new wine in old... Okay. You can't put a new patch of cloth on an old garment. Light cannot exist with darkness. You don't join light and darkness. You cannot serve two masters. And on it goes, you see. But the devil will try to trick you and fool you into thinking that when you feel the temptation in the pull, well, that's just your old nature. No, it's not your old nature. If you're born from above, you've got one nature and you've got the divine nature. The pull that you're feeling is the temptation of your flesh or the temptation in your unrenewed mind, and you can control that by the grace of God. I didn't say it wouldn't be a battle, but thank God you don't have a sin nature anymore. Now, Christians can go out and sin and do anything anybody else in the world does. But the difference, and one of the ways you know that you're a Christian is that even if you did just kind of, you go on a binge or something, and you go out and you do something that you used to do thinking it's going to give you pleasure, it just doesn't give you pleasure anymore. You know why? Because it's just not your nature. It's just not your nature. It's not who you are anymore. And I won't even ask for a show of hands of people who have already experienced that in some way or another. You find that that's just not your nature. That's good because God has given you a new nature. And that's one of the ways you know you're born again. You don't get the pleasure you used to get from those things. Now, you may not feel that your nature, your sin nature is dead, but God says it is dead. And if you're born again, if you've been born from above. Again, it doesn't mean you're not going to be tempted, but the conflict is not with the natures. The conflict is with the flesh versus the spirit. And Sunday morning, I shared with you out of Exodus 17 that God made it abundantly clear through the illustration of Amalek that as long as you live on earth, you're going to have a battle between the flesh and the spirit. But the spirit can conquer the flesh.
Amen.
If you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Okay. All right. Does that help you? Let's stand to our feet and just, first of all, just thank the Lord for the divine nature of the Son of God living inside you. you are not who you used to be. Thank you, God. In fact, God says, reckon that old sin nature is dead. I mean, it is dead, it is gone, it's not going to be resurrected, it's not coming back, it's dead and gone, it's no longer around, it has passed away. And you are a new creation in Christ that never existed before. It's not the old you with a new paint job. It's a brand new creation. That's God that did that. Now, he's got plans for you. He's got plans for you. And all he asks of you is that you renew your mind to think the way he thinks by using the word, and you yield your body. And as you do that, you'll overcome the desires of the flesh. So, Father, thank you that you have given us more than enough promises to live our life here in the fullest and experience the grace of God flowing through us so that it will be Christ, the hope of glory, that lives in us and through us. Thank you, Father, for a brand new nature. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope that today's message has made an impact on your life and has helped move you closer to the heart of the Father. For more Grace Tabernacle resources, or if you desire further counseling or prayer, please feel free to contact us at 352-748-3255 or visit us on the web at www.gracetab.org.